Hello, this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And today, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. First of all, can you tell me, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're asking for.
No, I'm not asking for anyone. I'm just trying to know if, as any of your household, anyone in your household, work for a radio, a media center or something like that, a newspaper, or in a political campaign?
At the present time, no.
No, okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following this describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
Definitely likely to vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered?
I'm independent.
Okay. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, got it. And what is your main racial background? African-American or Black, Asian-American, White, or other?
White.
White, got it. And can you tell me what is your age?
81.
81, okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of one of the following this describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Leonard Spencer. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
No opinion.
No opinion, got it. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
No opinion.
Got it. The next one is Erin Huntley.
No opinion.
Got it. Then we have Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
Got it. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Not a chance in hell.
I'm sorry?
No opinion. No.
Okay.
No, wait, I do have an opinion.
Okay.
And no, there's no way I'd vote for her.
Okay, so would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Okay, and is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Got it. Thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonora Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. So now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay. Now, due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. Now, I'm going to ask you about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Yes, got it. Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Got it. And one last time, and would you say you are definitely or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Got it. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Republican, usually vote Republican, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Democrat, or always vote Democrat?
It depends on the candidate.
Okay, but do you mostly vote for Democrat or for Republican, or a half of them?
Republican.
Okay. And when you, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
Okay. And would you say you are very or somewhat conservative?
I'm conservative, period.
I'm sorry, did you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Okay. And this concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help. Have a good day. Bye-bye.